This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Somali immigrants have been building a community in Minnesota for about 25 years, and now it's the biggest Somali-American population in the country, American citizens and their children, as well as newer immigrants. Somalia, it's important to note here, is one of the six countries named in President Trump's revised travel ban that he signed on Monday. And so, as Minnesota Public Radio's Laura Yuen reports, Somali Americans are pushing for increased investments in their community while also fighting for their image.
Welcome to the Sambusa.
The Somali Sambusa, a plump triangle of savory meat and spices, has had a starring role in recent meet and greets at the Minnesota State Capitol. Trays of the fried snack have brought together hungry lawmakers and Somali American leaders, like Republican State Senator Jerry Relf and community advocate Fartoon Welly.
And I think people who want to divide us focus on our differences.
Right.
For the first time, Welly and other community leaders are banding together to make the case for millions of dollars in state funding. The money would go to everything from after-school programs to job training. Welly, whose nonprofit helps Somali women and girls, says the state should invest in her community on things like maternal health and preventative care, rather than trying to fix problems after they emerge.
We have the skills and we know the community. Invest in us and then we can build a community from the bottom up.
The most recent census data indicate that more than half of the state's Somali population is living in poverty. The Somali unemployment rate is roughly 11%. These are sources of pain for the community, but many are emboldened by their growing political muscle. One of those points of pride is newly elected Democratic State Representative Ilhan Omar, who says she's happy to see so many leaders in her community at the Capitol event.
There is a saying in Somali that says, "Farkaliget fol mataqdo," which means with just one finger, you're unable to wash your face. And so when we think about what it means for people to collectively work together and how much we can get done, that I think is going to send a signal to the state and the nation.
Minneapolis has also elected Somali Americans to its city council and school board. Yet at the same time, they're more in the national news for concerns about extremism. Nine young men who were raised in Minnesota were recently sentenced for conspiring to travel to Syria to join ISIS. In his recent speech to Congress, President Trump called for better vetting of people entering the country.
We cannot allow a beachhead of terrorism to form inside America. We cannot allow our nation to become a sanctuary for extremists.
Maybe we have the same goals in mind. He hates ISIS and extremism. We do too.
That's Abdurrazak Bihi of Minneapolis. He's been speaking out about the dangers of violent extremism for nearly a decade, ever since his teen nephew was recruited and eventually died fighting for the terror group Al-Shabaab in Somalia. Bihi says Trump needs to understand Somali Americans have come here to escape war and terrorism. He and others want to expand opportunities for young Somali Americans so they feel as if they belong and can climb to the highest levels of civic and political leadership. In St. Paul, I'm Laura Yuen for Marketplace.